Yo, what's going on, guys? My name is Danero White, and I am your host of After Work. Since this is the first episode of After Work, I'm going to be explaining what the podcast is about. So, basically, I'll do a podcast every day on my way home for work, 4 days a week, unless I have an off day. So, you'll get about 4 podcasts a week. So, basically, I'll just talk on my drive home about my day, what happened at work, and just like my current life situations. So today I live in Michigan. We had a really bad snowstorm. The roads are like complete ice right now. Roads are just kind of a little bit slippery. I am blessed to have a 4-wheel drive car. Well, all wheel drive, my bad. Constant too. So that's a very good part of it. But a bad thing is like people don't know how to drive in the snow like this. Right now I'm doing, the speed limit is 45, and I'm behind a giant-ass F-250 doing 25 for no fucking reason. And it's like, should I pass him? It's kind of dangerous. It's out here, niggas is kind of hoes. And there's really just like a bunch of cars in front of him. So there's really some stupid shit. People need to learn how to fucking drive. But, currently, you know, like the past day or so, I've been looking at apartments, trying to move out of my mom's house. I'm 19. I probably should have been moved out, honestly, to like 19, a little bit. Not like too late, but not also like late, you know. But then again, everybody take their own time. It's not, and that's a whole ass cop right there. That almost got hit by a semi truck. I've been looking at like apartments and stuff recently. You know, there's some good ones around here, kind of like near my area. I'm not really gonna say where my area is, but I've been looking for like apartments in Belleville and stuff like that. You know, I like this job. Basically, what I do with this job is we work like, I don't know really like how to explain it, but it's really just like a giant, not even giant, I say it's like a decent sized warehouse, kind of on the smaller size, but not like too small, but like smallish kind of compared to the warehouses I've been in, because I work a lot of warehouses. It just really, I don't know, it's like kind of small. We basically just sit there. And then I draw papers and I'm the scooper, so I'm like, I wrap everything up, I draw the papers, I grab the bundles, and that's basically what I do all day at work. Today was a little bit easier day. So my drives are normally about like 20-ish minutes home. So we're finna get like a bunch of 20-ish minute podcasts throughout the week if you feel the need to listen as I slide across the road over a pothole. I've been driving for about a year now, so I've been driving since I was 18, bought my first car, cash 18, which was a huge accomplishment for me. It's about $2,000. It's really sad, though, because about a month and a half ago, that car just stopped working. I had blew the transmission up once already, and then I got a new transmission put in, and then within like 6-7 months, the transmission was blown again. So I just had to go trade that car in. They gave me barely any money for it. They gave me $500 for it. I paid $2,000 for it. But I had put in at least another two in work, because my transmission was like 8 by itself. So, but they only gave me like $500 for the car. And at the time, when I traded the car in, it had all new tire rods, pretty much all new season tires. I only been driving with them for about a month. I don't know. They just gave me, like, really low money for the car because it was, like, kind of dented up a little bit. But it wasn't, like, dented bad. It just had, like, a dented fender. And then dented front. This fender, like, front. What was it? It was dented front left fender. Then I think, oh, it had one more dent somewhere else. Oh, back. It was the back driver's side door had a little bit of, like, air coming through it because, and the back driver's side, I'm not sure what that's called. I don't think it's called a fender, so I'm not gonna embarrass myself here. But that had like a big ass dent in it too, because when I was driving one day, just chilling, doing DoorDash with my mans, somebody came and hit me while I was switching lanes and spun me out and drove away. So that really fucked that up. I could have got a lot more money for that car if it wasn't for those dents. But yeah, now I drive a 2010 Escape XLT. My last car was an 09 Focus SES. Doing pretty good. This car was kind of expensive. I didn't buy this one cash. I figured, why not? I'm 19. I might as well build my credit up and just go finance a car. And this, like, the place I got this car from, it was the second place that I had went to get a car. And the first place, I mean, my credit score before then, it was like 17. It was good. But the first place that I went to, they tried to play me. At first, I told them, I was like, no, I want to lease a car. And they was like, all right, cool, we're going to lease you a car. And then the car that I wanted, they wanted to act like I couldn't afford it. Whatever, because they be just, I don't know, they just weird with that type of shit. So they showed me another car. It was like $14,000-$15,000. And they ran my credit like, they ran my credit four times. And then, on top of that, so that had already dropped my credit. I don't know how much it dropped it, but it had to have been a lot. And then I had a credit account open through Fingerhut. But I really just did that to start my credit up. And there was nothing on there that I was interested in. So, I let the account close. Well, I ain't let it close. They told us, they was like, they sent me something saying, this is our last time trying to contact you. Will not contact you. They will send out like booklets and stuff like that. So they was like, all right, cool. This our last time sending you a booklet. And then they sent me another one. So I'm like, all right, cool. I don't get the problem. They just gonna stop sending me booklets. Now I'm not gonna lie. I didn't read fine print. They probably said something in there about canceling my credit account. But either way, I didn't see it. My credit account got canceled, and that dropped my credit. By a whole, I went from 710 ish to what am I at now? Like 650 or like 630, something like that. They dropped my credit score so many points, like on some whole shit. Like, I ain't know that the car people can run your credit as many times as they want as long as you're there. If I knew that, I would have been left. They was already playing games with me too. It had took them an hour just to run my credit. And then when I said, oh, I'm leaving, y'all playing games with my credit, they was like, oh, they was like, no, hold on, we almost got it to go through. We're just trying different places. Like, what the fuck? They should have told me that from the beginning, like, okay, we about to run your credit through a bunch of shit. And I would have just told her straight up, like, fuck it, I don't want no car from y'all. I'll just go get a car somewhere else. And mind you, when I got this car that I'm in right now, I went in there. It took them 5 minutes to run my credit. And with those 5 minutes, I got instantly approved. So those other people, I think they were just shitty. Because they could ask me, like, how you get your credit so high? How you get your credit so high? How you get your credit so high? And I just kept telling them, like, what do you mean how I got my credit so high? I did the same thing everybody else did. I bought stuff and I paid it off. I think I used like 0% of my credit back then. Whatever, like how you buy something and you're supposed to pay it off right away. That's what I had did. I had bought like a cool little expensive wallet, whatever. Like off the Fingerhut app I was thinking about. I bought like a cool little wallet off of that. And then that was just that. And then I paid it off next day. I was like, fuck it, before I even get on my credit report, I'm finna pay this bitch off. So I paid it off, shot my credit up. That was the only thing I had on my credit.
No.
My bad. And then I had one other thing on my credit that I just paid off, like, this month. February type shit. Or whatever. So, like, I had the other thing on my credit. And that was some whole shit. Because I had missed the payment through them. But at that time, I didn't know how it was going. I thought it was like, okay, we're going to check it out on these same 2 days every month. But it turns out it was really just every other, it was really just every other week on a Saturday. So I didn't know that. And I just said, fuck it. And I missed the payment. Because I ain't know. Because if I knew, I wouldn't have spent all my money. But I ain't know. So I was like, fuck it. And then I seen that it overdrew my account. I had to pay that money back and then the other money back. But at least they was nice about it. Because they was like, there is a fee or whatever for you missing it. But I had cut up on them. I had cut up on everybody until I got to the manager. Like, this one lady. And then she was like, sir, if you keep cussing at me, I'm finna leave you. She was like, I'm finna hang up. I was like, ask me if I give a fuck. And I got hung up on. Then I called back and I was like, let me speak to your manager. And I wouldn't speak to nobody but the manager. And the manager knocked my fee off. And then only let me pay the right amount. I mean, the correct amount. So I'm chilling. Like, it's a couple nice people out here. I fucks with it. I'm not one of those nice people, though. I'm disrespectful as fuck. Like, as fuck. Me and my girl were just talking earlier. We just having a conversation. Or whatever. She was like, you so mean to people. And I was like, I'm not mean, but how? Like, why would I care if something happened to somebody if I don't know them? Like, it's not going to affect my life personally. Like, if I see somebody on the news get murdered, I'm not finna sit there and go waste my whole fucking day over somebody getting murdered. Like, damn, that's fucked up. They got murdered, but I don't know them. I'm not finna sit there and waste my time. So people be saying I'm disrespectful. I am disrespectful. But I feel like most people think I'm disrespectful is because I look mean. So if you come at me with, like, if I feel any type of disrespect, I'm not finna watch my mouth, like, at all. I'm finna say everything I got to say, and either you like it or you don't. That's the type of person I am. So, yeah, I kind of like this podcast stuff. Even though this is my first episode, you know, I don't feel nervous. Like, I started a YouTube channel. I don't know. And it was a live streaming channel. I always felt so nervous to live stream. Like, so fucking nervous. But like this, like, I'm not gonna lie. I was gonna start it on Monday. It's Wednesday now, for if anybody who's watching late. I was gonna start it Monday. I was off Tuesday. Started Wednesday, but Monday, I don't know. I just had a horrible feeling about Monday. And I wasn't the only one. A bunch of other people I talked to had a bad feeling about Monday too. So I'm like, all right, it's whatever. I was like, I wanted to do it, but I had such a bad feeling. I was scared. I was like no bullshit. Like, I was scared. I was like, what if I'm driving and I focus on the podcast too much, then I get into an accident? Because I had already almost got into 2 accidents on the way to work, and I rarely almost get into accidents. Like, I'm a good ass driver. Like, I'm that driver that you see on the freeway doing the dash in and out of traffic. That's me. I'm that type of driver. Like, I know how to do that bitch. I be doing that bitch so perfect, especially when I have my focus. I'm talking about switching lanes with, like, maybe an inch in between the car in front of me and me. Like, I even do that bitch in this Escape I got now. So it's like, I don't know. Like, that day, everything was just off. Like, off as fuck. Like, I was not feeling it type shit off. And that shit was, like, a little bit scary. I ain't gonna lie. Because, like, I had got over because there was a bunch of trash and glass in the road. I had got over. And I had looked. And I checked my blind spot 2 times. And I had looked 2 times. But then when I got to get over, there was just magically a car on the side of me. And I know they wasn't there before because I looked. When I looked, there was a car far as fuck behind, and there was a car in front of me. And, like, so there was nobody on the side of me. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm getting over. I waited for, like, 5 seconds to even get over. I had my blinker on, everything. Like, and I just kept looking, double checking, make sure, like, all right, cool. Ain't nothing here. ain't nothing here. And I did it, and I almost hit somebody. I ain't gonna lie. I ran their ass out that lane. Now, there's a little bitch about it. There's just like a teensy tiny little bitch about it. You know? Like, they ain't fit. They ain't get back in their lane. Try to do some shit to me. They just went in their other lane. Just went in their turning lane. Just like went about their day because I ran them out their lane. Like, they had plenty of space to get back in. They had plenty of space. You know? Just crazy. Like, I mean, I'm not like, never mind. They not like a bitch, but like, you know, like they not like no bitch for like sitting there being like, okay, this not worth my time. But I know if somebody ran me on my lane, I would have hopped on tip. Like, I would have been so fucking mad. I would have pulled up, rolling down my window, like, learn how to fucking drive, do all that other shit. Like, you know, I'm not that type. Like, I'm that type of person. Maybe they wasn't, but I feel like they was, because when I almost hit them, they blew their horn at me and started yelling shit out their window. And I just, like, sped off. Like, I ain't speed off. Like, I sped into the other lane so I ain't hit them. Because, like, my car kind of get up a little bit. I ain't gonna cap. It ain't no fish car, but my shit get up. On the right day, right settings, right time, right RPM, I do this bitch off the line against anybody. Like, oh, fuck. It's a lot like running, bitch. But no, I don't know. It's just something to me about driving. Man, driving really one of my favorite hobbies. Like, driving is the shit that make me truly happy. It's doing the dash in and out of lanes. Like, in front of people. Taking that risk, that adrenaline, I love it. That driving shit is the best shit to me. That's why I feel like this driving podcast really gonna work out. Because when I drive, I get so enthusiastic and stuff. And I don't know, man. Everything just seem like it's some good shit. I just like really fuck with everything. But I'm at my destination now. So thank you. Thank you guys for listening. If you made it all the way here. Thank you for listening. If you made it all the way here, my bad. We ain't gonna cut it out though, cause I don't do that shit. But I'll eventually start doing it once I feel more comfortable editing on the phone, cause I'm recording off of this app called Castbox, which is probably what y'all listening to this on, which I don't, so I don't even know why I said it. But yeah, I made it to my destination. If you guys have any tips or tricks or anything like that, that'll just make my podcast better overall, just like leave them down in the comments if y'all can comment on here. I'm not really sure how this stuff works. I believe you can. Like, leave it down in the comments. Please share it with your friends. I feel like this could be a really good podcast that everybody could enjoy. And some days, most days, Thursdays, I go all the way out the way. So y'all be having like a special, like, damn near 1 hour podcast. And fuck it, if we even get enough viewers, I might start doing those 1 hour podcasts live. We could just be chilling, vibing, talking, and like stuff like that. So just really just leave down some comments below on how I could improve my podcast. And thanks for listening.